Salutators! This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jon Stewart, Jimmy Kimmel show. You're watching The Right Show, brought to you, of course, by the one and only Patrick Bet-David's team, who are working hard. Now, today, we're going to cover the news stories that you may have missed, but you don't want to, because Elon Musk says Democrats may be ruining the USA. Hide your eggs, Biden labels Easter Trans Day of Visibility. A fake Patrick Mahomeboy gets mobbed at the mall, and we have our very own special guest, Malik Hudson, here to tell us yay or nay on some of the hottest new products coming out. It's happening right here, right now, on The Right Show. Let's go. All right, my question of the day for you. Where are you from? Put it in the comments, because that tells me where I need to start touring. And what is your favorite article of clothing? Is it the tie, the shirt, the pants, the belt? Well, for me, it is none other than the scarf. The scarf can be worn so many ways. You can wear it around your neck, around your ears in the winter, around your eyes to go to sleep. And I had to wear a scarf. I was trying to do a little modeling in New York City. It's kind of a side thing for me. I would like it to be my primary source of income. But it's very embarrassing, because when you're an up-and-coming model, you have to try anything and everything to make a splash. Here's how they treated me. They did me wrong.
I mean, hey, what is this?
Yeah, he's in here. I got him right now.
Are you kidding?
This is not an outfit.
Can we need you for one more time?
I wanted to be a model. You giving me yarn?
What is going on? We need you out on the runway. We're not done yet.
Jake, are you kidding me?
I can't go back out there. I'm not even wearing anything.
Pull it together.
Let's go.
Let them know that we're getting them. We're late.
One more.
I'm not having this.
God's sakes, he's coming.
It's unbelievable.
Disrespectful, that's what I'm dealing with, folks. So sorry you had to see that, but I did have my scarf on. That was all I was left with. All right, without further ado, what I love about The Right Show is every now and then we have a special guest to come in, spice it up, and add their own sense of humor to the news stories. And today is no different. We have our very own internal, he's a star here. He's a track star. He's Ohio's very own. He's an editor. He's a cameraman. We're going to show his picture right here, right now on the screen here, so you can get a look at him. He's a director, photographer. You've seen him on Saucecast. You've seen him on The Mouthpiece. He is behind the scenes on the PBD podcast. You want to follow him, you go on Instagram right now. I'm friends with him. It's me, Malik. He's here right now for the first time ever on The Right Show. Give it up for Malik Hudson, everybody. Yeah. Dude, great to have you on.
I'm glad I'm here, actually.
I'll tell you, he's been the guy behind the scenes chopping and editing the show, so he knows what makes it good and what makes it bad. He's going to fix it right here, right now.
Yeah, I'm going to fix this problem we got.
Hey, so how long have you been working with Valuetainment?
I've been here for 2 years now.
2 years. That makes you one of the more senior members of the company.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm a vet here.
I'm 6 months in, and when I got hired, Malik is about, I don't know, 25 years younger than me, and he's senior to me. I got to ask him if I can go to the bathroom, all kinds of stuff. It's tough. So what's your favorite part about working here?
I love the chaos that there is, especially in like this industry that we're in media. It's always chaos, like whether it's like sensationalism in the media, us reacting to it, finding out, getting down to the bottom of what's really going on, because it gets like lost in what's like lost in all this like fake news, as they call it.
That's right.
So like I just love the media industry, and like this is a good company where like they tell from a very unbiased perspective.
Well, you have to love chaos to work here, because we have big helpings of it each and every single day. We never know what we're going to do next. We've been downtown Miami. You were at a volleyball match. What was that all about this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Model volleyball. Shout out to Adam Sosnick and the Saucecast crew.
Supermodels.
Oh, yeah. There was pretty much a volleyball tournament. Yep. And the winning team, they donate to one of the charities. So it was a great event.
Oh, my goodness. So it's just eye candy everywhere. And one of the ones you interviewed, I thought was a woman, but it wasn't.
No.
No
it
comment?
Was not a woman.
That was not a woman. They're getting tricky out there, but that's one that you might have gone up to and said, hey. And
you're transgender?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful girl.
What do you mean?
Thanks.
You were born a man?
I was born a child. Yeah. With a male body.
But anyway, it's fantastic what we were able to do. And I was able to grab Malik and take him to D.C. with me. We got a bunch of footage. So a lot of that man on the street stuff you see, done by this man right here. So we got to go on tour again. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was a great time.
That was like October or something. All right. Well, the way this show works is we make fun of the news. People love to watch because they don't have time to crunch it all down. So we serve up the best stories, and you get to make any jokes you want. There are no holds barred. So let's start with Elon Musk. Elon Musk said this in a tweet, which is hilarious. I voted 100% Democrat until a few years ago. Now I think we need a red wave of America's toast. I don't know if that was Elon Musk or was it Captain Jack Sparrow. That's pretty good, though. Huh? Well, they both dated Amber Turd.
So. Yeah, right?
So what do you think about that? You know, Elon is saying that he's voted a Democrat his whole life, but we need a red wave.
I agree. I feel like not trying to like identify myself with any of the political factions. I feel like I'm right down the middle as a moderate, but I feel like it's great that he has that like freedom to express that. And I think for him to switch sides after all this time, it's very telling.
Well, he's one of the most important African Americans we've got, so that's pretty good. But they're also coming after him now for doing drugs. And my whole thing is, if you have a very stressful job and you're doing good and you're working at a high efficiency, you should be able to do a little something. So, I mean, if that's what helps you relax, because this guy has been working overtime. Elon is like one of the most genius people on earth today. So I made this PSA about this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? But for Elon, it's a little different. It looks something like this. Check it out, Malik. This is Elon Musk's brain. This is Elon Musk's brain on drugs.
Go yourself.
He's got X, Neuralink, Tesla. Any questions? Stay off drugs. You are not Elon Musk. That's the moral of that story. So what's your take on drugs? People doing them? Should they not?
As long as they're done responsibly. I know they said Steve Jobs used to microdose, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And without that, we wouldn't have iPhones. So shout out to Shrooms and Steve Jobs.
You got to be tripping to be like, yeah, I want the most powerful computer in my pocket, man. And it's like he made that happen. He shrunk it down and did it. So we didn't ask you, what's your favorite article of clothing? You got to go out for the night? What's that one thing you need?
Favorite article of clothing is underwear. I need some nice comfy undies. Gotta keep them clean, gotta keep them fresh.
That's right, ladies, you're safe with Malik. All right, now we're gonna move right along. Why is Elon Musk warning us about the Democrats? Well, we have a few reasons. Elon is on X. He owns X. He knows what's going on all over the place. So it's no secret to him all these horrible stories. These are what the Democrats have brought us in the last few years. Take a look at this one. San Diego. How many people do you think that is, Malik?
Looks like at least, could be 50. Who knows?
That's a small family right there. So that's San Diego. Now, we already knew they were crossing the border. We already knew there was no wall. And now they're coming by sea. So I thought that was very interesting. And I don't know. We need to tighten up the border. Aren't you going to go down to the Mexican-American border soon? Is that happening?
To be honest, I wouldn't be able to give you the answer to that. I hear one thing, hear the other. I'm ready if I get the call, but as far as now, I don't know anything.
Well, so the border is just one problem. Now the ocean is another. So add it to the list. And then Joe Biden labeled Easter Trans Visibility Day. Now, what were your first thoughts when you heard that?
I mean, aren't they already visible? I mean, you see a dude wearing a dress. Giant 6'5 guy wearing a dress. That's very
visible to me. I saw that in the airport the other day. There's just a dude in a dress. I'm like, pretty visible. It's not like he was being chased, attacked. In fact, a lot of these people have a lot of personal issues they're already going through, and they think, well, if I wear a dress enough, people are mean to me and things aren't going my way. That's the reason why. I think it's a coping mechanism. And a lot of the violence happening with the trans is self-induced because, hey, there's a lot of other things probably going wrong with that. Well, this person was ready to attack, got a new job, showed up to work, and then figured, oh, everyone's against me. They're calling me the T word. Take a look.
So I just started a new job and I almost got in a huge fight. I'm talking like corporate level lawsuit fight until I realized that management was referring to me as the trainee. The trainee.
Trainee. So
wait.
They kept saying, we got a new trainee over here. Come meet the trainee.
The trainee?
The trainee. She's trainee.
Wow. That's.
But she was ready to go to corporate HR and be like, why is everyone calling me the tranny? And so I thought that was it. It looked like
that's like a joke you would tell.
The trainee. I want to watch it again. And when I first saw this, I go, is that Sam Elgart? Look at this.
Huge fight, a corporate level lawsuit fight until I realized that management was referring to me as the trainee.
This is what I'm saying. So much of these hate crimes and these fights and the violence, it might just be a misunderstanding. And they were saying this is the trainee. And the trainee, for the first couple months, is going to always be known as the trainee, whether you like it or not. They have that in a real estate industry, too. If you go to buy a house, they say, don't call it the master bedroom. Some people don't take kindly to that. Would you be offended if it's a master bedroom?
I mean, no, not at all.
I know, I'm like, who's getting offended? I think people are just like, I want 10% off the house. I was offended by what you called the bedroom. They're just looking for an excuse. All right, now we go to J.K. Rowling, which is before my time, but smack dab in the middle of Malik's time. J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter, and these were the books of the dashing wizard boy. She's known as a TERF. We're going to show her picture on the screen right here. She dares police to arrest her for misgendering. She's a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist. So she's always been a feminist her whole life. And in Scotland, they have a new law that says if you misgender, so if Malik tomorrow says, I'm Melissa, and I go, okay, whatever, dude, that's a misgender. I was told I chose, or I messed up, or I made a mistake, but that is now an offense. We're going to ask our camera right over here. Do you think it's fair that you could lose your freedom of speech for using someone's biological gender instead of their new one? And remember, if they change it every single day, you got to change with them, or you go to jail. You go directly to jail. All right, we're going to find out what people say in the comments. That's the most fun part, but I thought that was interesting. J.K. Rowling was always a big feminist. She's a billionaire author, a woman. She's everything the left said they wanted to be popular, and now they're trying to tear her down. I mean, Malik, what do you think about that? That's one of your favorite authors, isn't it?
I've actually never read or seen a Harry Potter book.
That's your generation.
It is my generation, but at the time, for some reason, as a kid, that like wizardry and everything was not cool. Never anything I was.
What's your thing?
It was always sports, to be honest.
He likes to live in the real world, but little boy wizards, you know, we have other things. All right. Well, I thought that was interesting because in Scotland, they do have a new law. The law in Scotland is if you misgender, you go directly to jail. We have the one of the prime directors, kind of like a high-up politician of Scotland, who is actually going to explain why this is a good thing for more freedom.
I'm very proud of the Hate Crime Act. We have seen, I'm afraid, not just in the UK, of course Scotland, but right across many parts
Hamza
of the world.
Hamza Yousaf.
It's got a rising tide of hatred against people because of their protected characteristics. And Scotland, having this hate crime legislation, protecting people, giving them that protection from hatred, while at the same time protecting people in terms of the freedom of expression, for me ensures that we've got a piece of legislation that will be enacted and implemented in a way that is absolutely balanced and make sure it absolutely protects people in their freedom of expression, but guards people from, as I say, that rising tide of hatred we've seen far too often in our society.
The rising tide of hatred. He sounds like William Wahhabist instead of William Wallace. Can you believe these Scottish guys? His name's Hamza Yousaf. He comes from a country predominantly that would not allow any rights. He comes to Scotland, becomes like a director and goes, yeah, you all have to do it or we put the conservatives of your country in jail. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's kind of contradictory to where he's from.
And, you know, Scotland was a place that wanted freedom. Freedom of speech is like a thing. And this guy's like, lack of freedom! They got to redo the whole Braveheart series, I think. Well, these days, you never know what gender a kid's going to be. They even say, Malik, that you're not supposed to say the gender of your child until he turns old enough or she turns old enough to tell you what the gender is. Are you going to go that route when the time comes?
No, I mean, that defeats, like, what happened to this thing, like, gender reveals? Isn't that, like, the cool thing that's been going on for the last 10 years, and all of a sudden you can't even introduce the gender of your child?
I'm glad you brought that up. Gender reveals are, like, exciting, but some people are calling them irresponsible because the child doesn't know what gender it wants to be yet. I say show the gender, be proud of the gender, and encourage the rightful biological gender, but some people are taking it too far. Malik is right. Take a look how overboard these people went, literally. And we find the gender soon. Okay. There we go. It's a boy for now. That could change. What do you think of that one?
I mean, according to new standards, that's very irresponsible. Like, why would they even do that?
I mean, yeah. Well, first of all, they used up that. I think that was a dig in the eye of every leftists in the world. They used up carbons, okay? They put a big carbon footprint out there. They're flying around in airplanes. They're doing chemtrails, so the right doesn't like that. And then on top of that, they just called it a boy, and we don't know. The verdict is still out. Is that what they did for your family when you were born?
No, I'm pretty sure they found out I was a boy, and that was that.
That was it?
Yeah. I didn't even have the option to change if I wanted to. My parents weren't allowing that.
No, it's not happening. Blue cigar. I think that like a blue cigar, and it was made of bubble gum. That's what my dad handed one to everybody. It's a boy. Like, all right, that's cool. But now it's crazy. So that kid's going to have another gender reveal in about 10 years, maybe. We'll see. We'll keep you updated if this show is still around. All right, we move right along to music, which is an artist that was very popular in my high school years, which was before Malik was born. However, his name is Shaggy, but you caught me on the camera with a me. Do you know Shaggy?
Oh, yeah, Mr. You know Lubba Shaggy. Lubba.
I love Mr. Lubba Lubba. Oh, well, guess what? That wasn't his voice the whole time. Watch Shaggy explain to himself how he tricked you.
Yeah, one time, Mr. Lubba. But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military. Because in the Marines, the drill instructors would go, "Hey, boy, drop and give me 20. Let's go, boy." And I would mock him as a form of joking. I just sang that song in that voice. Because, you know, it sounded cool.
But you caught me on the camera.
And all of a sudden, O Carolina blew up, and now I'm faced with a situation that I'm going to have to sing every song like that.
Man, the poor guy now is forced to sing a song. If his throat hurts, he still has to do that one right there, because nobody wants to hear that smooth, beautiful voice. Do you like being tricked like that? You don't care? What's the deal?
I think it's cool from a like music artist standpoint. Yeah. Like a lot artists do this all the time. They change the pitch of their voice and everything. So looking back, it's pretty cool that he
made a $500 million off that character, Mr. Shaggy Lubba Lubba.
It's pretty impressive, I think.
Well, I think he only had a couple hits, but I liked his voice. I would like to see more from him, but now he might be rapping under a whole different voice we would never know. And speaking of being tricked, Malik is heavily involved in sports. College athlete over here, you played?
I ran track.
Ran track. And your best event?
I did decathlon.
Oh.
But out of
that means all of them. 10.
Yeah. Yeah, all 10 of them. But out of that, I feel like my best event was probably the 400.
400. So he's a fast guy, all right? Nobody likes to be tricked. You think you're meeting a celebrity athlete over here, and it turns out it's not. A fake Patrick Mahomes went to the mall and set up his very own meet and greet, and nobody knew, but you can kind of tell. But, man, he's having a blast. We should do something like this. Malik, take a look.
Nice to meet you, man.
That's how people work.
Look at him, he's got the glasses, the fro, the mofro. 49ers should have won. People are still heckling him. Poor guy. Poor fake Mahomes can't even catch a break. Had you seen that video before?
I've never seen it. That's funny.
Would you be tricked by somebody like that?
Probably at first. I think you could tell when it's the real one.
Dude, I could literally get 5 security guards and wearing suits and earpieces and just walk, and people would probably run up to me like, "Who is that guy? Who is he?" We could do that with anybody. Housewife, whatever. There's a service you can do in New York City where you pay 5 security guards to follow you and you come out in a limo for the whole day. It's like 15 G's for the night. And you get people's phone numbers. Girls like, "I can't believe I met you." Girls are crying after they met you because one will act as your publicist and be like, "You know who you just met, right? That was Mike Dinkleton." I'm like, oh, my God. So you ever want to be real, real famous like that?
Probably not that famous. Like, I'd rather be more known for what I do versus just me like, "Oh, wow, it's him over there," instead of like, "Oh, you're the guy that did this," you know?
Yeah. No, that was funny when they had the fake Patrick Mahomes out there, because guys, calm down, make sure it's who you think you met. But for those people, if he signed a jersey, signed a hat, those people, he made their day for the whole weekend.
Yeah, like that's crazy, because like, what if it's some kid who that was his hero?
Yeah,
he signs an autograph. Like, "I got Pat Mahomes' autograph," and then it's not him.
If I was Mahomes, because his wife is always under pressure, there are people are following him and Taylor and Travis, I would put, you know, one in the car going that way, he go that way, and have the guy that's the fake waving out the window and have all the cars, you know, follow him. That could be a protective thing. So Mahomes, if you're watching, reach out to that guy, put him on your payroll, do what's right. All right. We move right along. Malik is quite the athlete, so I thought I'd round up some athletic stories. The Philippines and the Asian countries are playing basketball like never before. These guys can hoop, but they're also a little feminine, so they're femi-hoopsters. Watch this. Let's go. They know who to send it to. Yeah, boy. Wrist up. Woo! Little Cupid arrows there. And the final one lines up the shot. Yes! Bro, that is disrespectful. What would you do if you're playing basketball and a guy keeps scoring on you and then does twinkle toes after? That's got to hurt the ego.
I'm making sure I'm not guarding that guy.
Don't guard. You can't win if you guard him.
Yeah, not at all, because he's going to score on you or he might try to score on you.
Or you hurt him, and he's like, he hurt me. And then you're like, why are you bullying that guy? Yeah. Or he dunks on you and is just in your face, and you're just like, yeah, you got to not guard that guy or just stop playing at that court. But that's what's going on in Asia, so watch out. I can't wait for the first flamboyantly gay NBA star. Rodman would kind of touch guys' butts and move on. He was kind of on the B side, LGB. But we need a straight-up Q on that damn court. That's what I want to see. All right, here's one for you, Malik. We're going to keep serving them up. You're in the sports world, so you, as someone that is in the podcasting world, better never make the same mistake Sage Steele made, thinking that this guy was Joe Rogan.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Oh, my God.
What's Joe Rogan's dream?
Joe Rogan, Dana White.
Oh, God. Ooh.
What's Dana White's dream?
Oh, did you just think that totally was Joe
did.
Rogan?
I totally did.
She just called me.
That's embarrassing. That was the first episode of her new podcast. Dana White gave her a shot to have a big name. I didn't get a big name in my first podcast. I didn't get Malik until number 29. Okay. And she went ahead. What about, how would you like it? I called you, man, it's good to have you on here. This is crazy. I got Denzel Washington here.
I take that as a compliment, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
But I mean, white people get in trouble all the time for mistaking it. I saw once Lawrence Fishburne. And who's the guy? Snakes on a plane, motherfucker.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, I think they asked Samuel Jackson. Was it that one? They asked Samuel Jackson, what's it like doing commercial, Capital One, one of the commercials, yeah. Okay? And Lawrence Fishburne. See, I'm mistaking who got who confused, but let's just go with that. It was, they asked Lawrence Fishburne how, you know, he's on the Capital One commercial. He's like, that's not me. That is Samuel L. Jackson. You think we're all the same? And that was huge. Like, those guys almost lost their job for being... what do they call it? Colorblind, face blind, race blind?
That's what you could call it. I mean, mistaken identity. Like, you probably think, oh, because they look alike, they might be the same person.
They're both legendary stars.
Yeah, they are.
But it just, this was a healing moment for me because it showed that white people, bald white men can get mistaken too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, to her defense, they do kind of look alike. So
there it is. You heard it first. Malik thinks all white people look alike. We got him in our first ever gotcha episode. Okay, I'm going to ask the camera. Do you think it's something we just let go and, hey, it happens. She was first podcast. She was nervous. Or does Sage Steele have to pay the price for being race blind with the bald white guys? I can't wait to find out what our people say about that. Man, this has been fun having you on, Malik.
Oh, yeah, this is fun. This is my first time doing a podcast here, and I'm not behind a computer.
No, yeah, he doesn't have to edit this one either. We have a new guy, very good guy, too. Shout out Daniel. All right, I'm going to ask Malik what's hot in the streets, because I'm behind this desk. I'm wearing my suit. This is a classic look. This would have looked good in the 1920s, 40s, 70s, 90s, and today. Very simple. You can't go wrong, guys. Dress shirt and a tie, you're always going to be fine. But some people want to go a little more edgy. They want to be a little more current. They want to be with the trends. I want to get Malik's take on this new trend from Adidas. They're trying to make this shoe. We're going to show it on the screen. The shoes that look like the shoebox. The three-stripe Adidas shoebox shoe. Yay or nay?
Nay. But there's been like a recent trend of like just outrageous shoe styles. There's this like mischief. They had you seen the big red boots before?
Oh, big. Yeah, those big. I thought those were Mario boots or something.
Yeah. I think they were inspired by like Astro Boy or something like that.
Yeah.
But I guess like wow, outlandish sneakers are in now.
I mean, these things, I don't know how you return them, because they're going to ask you, did you wear them? You're like, nah, I kept them in the box the whole time. Look at those. But how could you look good in those? Boxy shoes. That's stuff that they used to wear in New York on the runway, and now they're bringing them out in the streets. I think Kanye's to blame.
Yeah, even before him, I feel like he definitely, I feel like he brought that over to the street fashion for like more street style. But I think it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so he's not going to, you're not going to buy them, you're not going to wear them if they come out.
I mean, if they're affordable, I'll get them.
You get them just to help.
I'm not paying some $200, $300 price for
them. What about the Trump gold shoes, $300 with the big T on them?
Nah, I'm good. I don't like shiny stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. He's a little, okay. Now we got a new product. We're going to find out, Malik, yay or nay. A lot of boys and a lot of men grow up thinking, I want to decorate my room in a way that would really get the women excited. Here is an option. Things that are really big and scary might be in your bedroom soon. The Jurassic Park gated bed. Look at this. Bro, your girl will come in there and be like, what's about to go down? You better have a T-Rex. Don't bring out a little lizard. All right. This is what I'm saying. I'm too old for this stuff, but the young kids, that's what they want. I don't even know if we can use this music. All right, so there you have it. That's where you bring a girl to your bedroom and say, things are going to be big and out of this world. And you better show her the T-Rex, not the little lizard. All right? Malik, yay or nay on the Jurassic World beds?
Nah, that was dope. I wish my room you was like one. That now.
See, I'm telling you. Don't laugh at it. A lot of guys are like, put that in there. All right? And I like that the doors open. Like, here, this is where we sleep tonight. I'll keep you safe. Or how about just a cool Jeep, an open Jeep with a bed in the back?
That's even better.
All right. Malik says yes on that. We go to our third innovative product coming to us from China. You know, in China, and this happens all over Florida, we park, you put $10 in the meter, you go have dinner, the waiter doesn't come in time, and now, boom, you have a ticket on your car because of 10, 20, 30 minutes. Well, in China, they're trying to do the right thing. They are moving your car to an open space. They have the technology to do it. And they can save you money, $60, $70 fee. I would pay an extra $20 if they just moved me instead of the $80 fee. Take a look at this right here. Chinese police are now reparking illegally parked cars instead of towing them. And if you see, they have this little device right under here, and it goes a little something like this. You see it? It drives under your car, grabs the tires, it pops you up, zoop, and then skateboards you to the correct spot. Parallel parking, use the remote control. Yay or nay, Malik?
Yay. South Florida needs that like today.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Yeah, like yesterday. Like parking in Miami, even for Lauderdale Beach, is abysmal.
Crazy. And my whole thing is, though, is once these carjackers get a hold of those things, they're going to zip one in their car, drive it straight to their house, park it in the jammer-proof, Wi-Fi-proof, lead-walled garage and hack the hell out of your car. So please vote in the comments. We want to hear from you guys. We've given you three products. I hope you like them. The box shoes, the Jurassic bed, and the move your car for you as long as the government's doing it responsibly and not stealing your ride. All right. Now we get to the final portion of the show. But before we do, I want to ask Malik, where can we find you? What projects are you most excited about? And what should we know before we call it a show?
Ooh, you can find me on Instagram at It's Me Malik.
It's Me Malik.
Working on projects. We got The Mouthpiece tomorrow.
Yep.
Also, we got Sports Show Saucecast as well.
Okay.
Another PBD podcast in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Valuetainment, we're fully booked and scheduled. So, make sure you like and subscribe.
Yeah, man. And anytime you see me or Malik, tag us. I saw you on The Right Show. It feels good to know that you guys are watching and you saw us. Malik, how many hours a day do you think you work?
Average eight.
Eight.
A lot of weeks, a lot of days, sometimes nine, sometimes nine.
Ten.
But I mean,
sometimes you go 7 to 7 days. Like you work Saturday and Sunday and came back on Monday. So you're going to have, he's going to be at like 16 days before he gets a day off. So it's crazy. Well, we're excited to have you here. And it's always been fun working with you. In fact, Malik isn't just editing, doing camera work, Saucecast podcast, Mouthpiece. He's also joining us on sketches. I remember I asked you, will you do the sketch? And whenever a comedian's excited about a sketch he wrote, and then you have to get actors to jump in, it's very stressful because they could say no. And Malik goes, what do I have to do? I said, it's security. We're being Democrats the way they do security. You just have to have like cash and maybe a firearm in your hand. And you were like, I don't want a gun. I don't want to be portrayed. I'm like, yo, dude, this is the scene. We have to do it. And I forced Malik to do it, but I think it came out well. I don't think he minds that I forced him because it's all about the art and he loves that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's up, tough guy?
What do you got there?
Keys. Those are really keys. You're good.
Back pocket.
It's pepper spray. It's for an emergency.
Yeah, pocket. You're good. All right, you're good. Easy.
What's
easy.
That? Uh-huh.
Huh? Yeah, let's take that off.
Yeah.
What do we got back here, Rambo?
Put it there. Let's take a look. Wow.
You're good. Don't cut yourself. No, it's okay.
What about here?
What do we got here?
Whoa. Okay.
You're good.
Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good.
Enjoy the event.
It's to the right.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Really?
I think you're going with that, because it's not the convention. So.
You're good.
Got something. That's good. Whoa. Get out of here. Oh. Whoa.
He's good.
There you go.
Yeah. Whoa! He's good.
Whoa. Easy. Oh, sorry.
I don't have anything.
What do we got right here?
Well, it's nothing.
Whoa!
What is that? Shit! What are you doing, huh? What are you January 6th?
I was in Guatemala with my family!
All right, tell it to the judge.
Let's go!
Orale, carnal! No hay seguridad. Ándale.
There it is. Oh, man, that's the kind of laughs we bring, and we kind of encourage everybody to just participate and have fun. And even if you're like, oh, I don't want to hold a gun and money, that's kind of stereotypical, you go ahead and you do it. Isn't that a pretty good teamwork? Okay. I guess he didn't like that. I pressured him to do it, but hey, we need to get him back. That people like the sketch, Malik. Wherever you are, sorry about that. We'll go your way next time. I lose more friends on this show that way. Every episode, they just piss them off somehow. Anyways, all right, fine. I might have to do this by myself, but that's okay. That's what stand-up comedians do. We can do a show on our own. In fact, I went on the Mike Huckabee show, and I got a little sneak peek if you've never seen it. Huckabee was the governor, and his daughter is also a governor of Arkansas. Okay? And now I get to go on his show and do a late-night spot. Forget you, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert. I brought my talents to Huckabee, and we're getting more views and more laughs than you do on your bigger platforms. Check it out. Non-essential, because I found out how low comedians are considered on that list. My buddy's a hairstylist. He was labeled non-essential. I said, let's hang out. He said, I can't. I'm busy. I said, how are you busy? We're both non-essential. I hope you enjoyed that clip. Of course, there's a longer version on my YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. This helps the algorithm. And if you want to see a live stand-up comedian like that, tonight I got to get going. I have to be in Arlington, Virginia for a comedy show. Then, of course, I have a private event. You can hire me for those. Then Buffalo, Ann Arbor, Arkansas, Carson City, San Diego, Tacoma, Washington, Monterey, California, San Francisco, Raleigh, Louisville, Fort Wayne, and Appleton, Wisconsin. Plus, we're adding Dallas, Texas soon. So all those and more on kayvoncomedy.com. I hope you will come see a live show, because as much as we love doing this, we want to meet you in person. Did you enjoy the show? Did you like the stories? Did you love Malik? I did too. I'm going to go apologize to him. Thank you for joining The Right Show. We tell the truth through comedy. We're waking the world up with laughter, and we're doing it each and every week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. We survived.